This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some drug shortages this winter could have patients contacting multiple pharmacies to try to find common antibiotics and ADHD medication. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The antibiotic amoxicillin that's used to treat a number of infections and the ADHD medication Adderall are both in short supply. Kelsey Schwander is a clinical pharmacist and assistant professor at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus. She says the pandemic, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and a surge in respiratory illnesses are all contributing.
It's kind of a perfect storm causing these shortages.
She urges patients to speak with their doctor about alternatives and also check ahead of time with a pharmacy well before running out of pills or sign up for autofill to stay ahead of the game. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Congress returns to work this week, and Colorado's U.S. representatives hope to get a lot done by the end of the year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
With control of the House set to switch over to Republicans next year, several Colorado Democrats are hoping to tie up their legislative priorities in the next few weeks. Representative Diana DeGette is focused on health care and homelessness. Representative Jason Crow wants a defense policy bill to include several of his amendments, while Joe Neguse is prioritizing antitrust, firefighter pay, and water conservation bills. GOP Representative Ken Buck also wants to rein in big tech and address crime. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Environmental advocates say state lawmakers should do more to protect Latinos from pollution and climate change. A nonprofit group has put together what it says is the state's first Latino climate policy handbook. It recommends more air conditioning units and electric vehicle chargers in Latino communities and making national and state parks free to lower-income visitors. This is CPR News and KRCC.